Soybeans nearly a half dollar higher. Corn and wheat followed. This is Hoosier Ag Today and the Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. A very strong day today. We'll have the final numbers coming up. But first, what happened? For insights, I checked in with John Zanker at Farmers Keeper Carmel office at the end of the session. Markets really started the 6th of July off and this new week with a bang, John. And it appears, among many reasons for the move, that China had something to do with that.
Well, there was a Bloomberg article last week on China maybe lifting their tariffs on our soybeans and ag products, and that's gotten some traction. I think that's a part of today. And then you throw in a really odd combination, Andy. Here it is, the 6th of July, and we have too much rain in some areas, pushing prices higher, and not enough rain in the forecast and too much heat in the extended forecast pushing prices higher. So just when you think you've seen just about everything, here we are today. Not something I was expecting when markets closed on Thursday, but that's what happens at this time of the year. Usually some fairly violent changes in the forecast, and we haven't necessarily had that. We also had, from Thursday to through Saturday, some points in central Iowa getting 8 to 10 inches of rain. I think one spot maybe even 13 inches, so that's no small matter, and certainly a few acres have been lost from that.
Some are saying that China and the U.S. will be meeting later this week, so speculation running rampant that it could lead to more purchases and therefore, again, higher markets. Are you hearing that as well?
Yes, and it certainly makes sense if tariffs are lifted and reciprocal and so on, that the Chinese will step in and start ramping up their new crop bean purchases. That 25 million ton number has been thrown around since last fall. Never any official papers signed, so that's always a concern. And even if the papers are signed, we've seen those fall through in the past. But nonetheless, it's out there. I'd say there's a pretty good probability that the Chinese will take more beans in the coming marketing year than they did this past year. So that's supportive. And, what kind of heat are we going to be seeing here a week to 10 days out, back to the 95 mark in the Western Corn Belt? A little bit easier here in the East with, I'm seeing one or two days of 90, 91 here in the next 2 weeks. So we have places where things just look as good as they've ever looked, and we have spots that are just too darn wet.
Market insights there from John Zanker of the Farmers Keeper Carmel office. John's number is 765-412-6810. Settlements now. September corn on Monday ends at 438.25, a gain of 15.25. Dece up 16.25 cents, going to 457.75. August beans 1184, picking up 47.75, 45 cents up on the September, and Novi 1192.25, up 44.5 cents. Strong in wheat as well. September 614, a gain of 14.25. Meats quiet overall. August live cattle 239.10, down 12 cents, up 35 cents on the October. And August lean hogs down 22 cents, 98.52, up 55 on the October. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.